Tehomid Beis. The Gemara's maskana was that how do you know that a sukkah less than 10 amos is possible? Because Allah Lomosh Misina, like other shiurim, chatzitzin and mechitzin. The Gemara says shiurim deraisaninu. What do you mean shiurim are Allah Lomosh Misina? They're from the Torah, from psukim. Allah Lomosh Misina is something there is no pasuk that you learn it from. Stam, Torah Shabbal Peh. But shiurim, they're psukim, dechsiv, eretz chito sa'ora v'gefenu te'en l'varimon, eretz zei shemenu dvash. V'om Rav Chanin, kol ha-posik hazev ha-shiurim nemon. The whole posik was said to tell me the halachas of various shiurim. Chito l'bayis ha-menugah. The chito comes to tell me the shiur of the tumah by bayis ha-menugah. This nan, person goes into a house that has a nega. Tzoras ha-bayis. This nan, ha-nichnas l'bayis ha-menugah. Person goes into a house that has a nega, the kalev al ksefa, the sandalosa, the sandal of a tabosa biyado, who vehein tmein biyad. If he's carrying his clothing, or his shoes, or his rings, and some bring a raya from here that shoes and rings are not called clothing. And others hold no, adarabah, that they're, what's it called, that they're part of the whole inyan of kalev is going on his clothing, and sandal of a tabosa is also part of clothing. In any case, hu vehein tmei miyad. Then they're both tamei immediately, because it says that haba el habayis is tamei. And he came into the house, and he's carrying his kalim. They also came into the house. Rashi, kalim aksefav sheinu lovashba. He's not wearing them. He's just carrying them. The sandal of a taboso biyado, achuzim biyado. Taboso of dumya the sandal of. He's holding them in his hand. He's not wearing them. Tmei miyad, below shia. He doesn't have to wait at all. As soon as he comes in, everything's tummy. Yachsiva habol habayis yitma. The kulu bol habayis kareinbo. They all came into the house. Hayalavush kelav v'sandalav baraglav v'taboso betzboso. If he was wearing his clothing, or his shoes were on his feet, and his rings were on his fingers, hu tummy miyat. Then he becomes tummy immediately because it's called habol habayis. V'heim tahorim ad sheyishe b'chdei achilas pras. And they're tahor until he stays in the house enough time that you could eat a pras of paschitim, velo pas orim. Right, you could eat a pras, we'll see in a second how much a pras is, of chitim, of bread that's made out of chita, not of saora. And Rashi learns that it takes less time to eat paschita than pas saora, and the Ritva learns just the opposite. It takes more time to eat paschita than pas saora. Meisev ochel beliftan, reclining, not rushing and eating like at a kiddush, but reclining and what's it called, eating it with a dip, and that's chita. So chita, you measure the shear of bayis hamenuga in chitim, but which the remez is from the pasuk. Rashi hayelavush kalev the ikrulu begadav. Then it's called his begadim. It's not called carrying the begadim. It's called begadim then because he's wearing it. Hu tami miyad, dechsiv ha-boel ha-bayis yitma. V'heim tahorin ad sheyishe, dechsiv ha-ochel ba-bayis yichabis begodim. Kibus begodim is tali in ochel ba-bayis. You have to eat in the house. V'darshir ha-betoris kohanim, ein li ala ochel v'shochev, or shochev ba-bayis. How do I know that it's not dafka if you eat or you lie down? Ochel below shochev, shochev below ochel, lo ochel below shochev v'nayim. How do you know that it's lav dafka eating or lying down? Right, but it's the amount of time that it would take to eat. Tamad lomer yichavis begadav riba. It says another time, the second time yichavis begadav. Shtei pamim ksiv yichavis begadav. V'im sofeinu l'rabos hakol ma tamad lomer ve'ochel. So if it's come to marba, he's just walking into the house. Why did he have to say bechlal ochel babayis? Litein shir l'shochev kedei achila. That coming into the house alone doesn't make you tamay. You're begadim tamay. Only being there enough time to eat. She'ein ton kibus begadim at sheyishe kedei achila. The gufal tami miyad. The hachik siv abola bayis yitma. V'lo ksiv kibus begadim. Over there it doesn't say you have to put your clothes in a mikvah. So clothing in the mikvah, the clothing only becomes tami, something that's called your clothing, meaning you're wearing it, only becomes tami if you stay in the house enough time to eat achilas pras. The ha'ochel bebayis, the hainu shoeh, kedei achila yichavis begadim. Achilas pras, what's a pras? Chatzi kikur, half of a kikur, shiru chachamim osa lemazon shtei sudos la'eruv. It's a half a kikor, which itself is enough for two sudas. And that's what they were Mishayah for an Eruv. An Eruv, you need a pras. Disnan be'eruv, in chetzila beis ha-menuga. And half of that is for the bayis ha-menuga. Pas chitin, shiyosim u'etis mishal sorim. It takes less time to eat pas chitin than pas sorim. We said the Ritva holds just the opposite. Meisev d'hanu derech achila. You're lying down like they used to eat. Mishu meisev hu osik b'achila v'eno torah b'dvarim acherim. Right? When you lie down, you're concentrating on eating and you eat faster than when your mind is on other things too. Okay, this halacha of that begadim only become tameh when you stay that amount of time, it's only by a Jew, the Orachai, my Kodesha says. But a goy who comes into a bayis ha-menuga, he never becomes tameh. But his clothing become tameh. And they become tameh immediately. And he says a nice svara. He says that by a Jew, where the ikur is, the what's it called, the body should become tameh. So the body becomes tameh right away, and the tumah doesn't want to be matami the begadim, but rather be matami the body. But by the goy, where there's no tumas of the body, then it's matami the begadim right away. Also, it's only by what's it called, by a human being that this is applied. But if you put clothing on an animal, that's not called begadav. Right? Even in Los Angeles for dogs, it's not called begadav, and therefore the begadim also, if an animal wears begadim into a bayis ha-menuga, they become tamei immediately. Okay, there's also machlokas Rashi in the Rambam, what achilas pras is. Rashi learns throughout Shas that achilas pras is four beitzim. And according to the Rambam, it's three. And the Shulchan Aruch passes the chumra, wherever you need achilas pras, you go the chumra, either three or four, whatever the chumra is. Okay, let's go on.
If there's a remnant in something, that's not the Lachon HaMoshem Sinai anymore?
What? Yeah, no. It's not just a remnant. These are psukim that we learn these halachas from. That's not called a Lachon HaMoshem Sinai. Lachon HaMoshem Sinai, there's no psukim. If there are psukim, then it's not a Lachon HaMoshem Sinai. And how much is the shear of Achilas Pras? So the longest shear, and again, Lakula or Lachumra, sometimes it could be a Chumra, sometimes it could be a Kula. If you're eating matzah, it's a Kula, the longest shear. 9 minutes. But on the other hand, if you get malchus, right, if you have to eat on Yom Kippur within Achilas Pras, then that's a kula. It's a chumrah to wait 9 minutes, right? You have to wait 9 minutes in between Achila and another Achila. So if some sofer holds it 9 minutes is Achilas Pras, the Shulchan Aruch Harav says 8 minutes. The Oruch Lener 7.5, the Oruch HaShulchan between 6 and 7. The Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan Spector says, between 5 and 6. 5 minutes. And the Kaf HaChaim says between 4 and 5. And the Marchesha says 3. And there's even a sheet of 2. So somewhere between 2 and 9 minutes is Achilas Pras. Okay. Let's go on. Sa'orim, what is Sa'ora? What does that come to teach me? Which shear? Disnan etzem ki Sa'ora metami b'magav amas aveinu metami b'olam. An etzem, the size of a Sa'ora, of a barley corn, is metame already if you touch it, but it's not metami b'olam. Right, Rashi? Etzem ki Sa'ora min ames. Right, not from a living person, but a dead person. Eino matami ba'oel kishir zeh ad sheshedra o gugola shlema. Bones are only matame if they're a whole, what's it called, the spinal column, or a skull, o rov minyan evori odom. Or if you don't have the skull or the spinal column, you have other bones, it has to be most of the bones of the body. So then it's matame ba'oel. But if you just have an etzem kisa'ora, it's matame if you touch it. Gethen, kedei revius yayin lenozer. Gethen is your Mashiach with yayin, the shear of a revius for a nozer. And it doesn't mean that if a nozer drinks a revius of wine, because all the other things are a shear that you measure something else with. So here also Rashi says, kedei revius yayin, bishari surei nozer. It's not talking about a nozer drinks wine, because then you're Mashiach with the wine itself. Here we're talking about if a nozer eats parts of the vine that are also for him to eat. So you're mishayer them with a revius, and that's what Rashi says. Dikalaman the omnes seches nazir, the chartzonim, the lulavim, the olim, the leaves of the what's it called, the kerem, or the chartzonim, the pits, or the skins, mitstarfim l'shir revius yayin. They're all mitstarif to the shear of a revius. Shim yitnem. How do you figure out if they're revius? They're solid. How do you figure out if they have the shear of revius? Shim yitnem l'kos molayayin. You put them into a coast that's full of wine, ad sheyetzim men revius yayin, until they displace a revius of wine, then they have the volume of a revius, these solids. And so why would you wine any liquid then? No, because the ain doma hamishayir b'kos molei mayim mishayir b'yayin, because wine is more dense, more. There's another word for it. What? Viscous, no, it's a different word. What? Right. But isn't there's what's it called? The density, I guess, well, the density of liquids. No? No?
Viscosity?
No, there's a different word for it. It's called, okay, whatever it is, but there's a word for it. That's a difference between thicker liquids and thinner liquids. Okay. Well, how you calculate it, what it's called. Okay, in any case, so with water is less viscous than wine.
Murky.
No, mishum diyayin. It's not an adjective. It's a scientific word. Mishum diyayin avu. Wine is thicker. Ve'eno memayer lotzeis. Ellen, it doesn't go out of the cup as fast as water does. Ellen nivrat v'nigdash asfas hakos yosim min hayayin. It's in mayim. It stays up over the cup, right? Its surface tension holds it together more than the water does. Okay, so that's the shear of revius that you use yayin to calculate. Te'ena, a fig, kegrogris lohotzel Shabbos. Most carrying on Shabbos, yuchayiv achatas or chayiv misa, if you carry the shear of a grogris, which is a dry fig. Rimon. What do we use rimonim to calculate? Disnan kol klei balibatim shiurim kerimonim. Kalim of balibatim. We'll see that a kli of a mumcha is different. And these kalim we're talking about over here are what's it called? Kalim of wood kalim. Klicheris also has a different name. So wooden kalim that belong to a balabayis, not to an uman. Right, they remain tamei until they have holes in them that are the size of rimonim. Because if they have small holes, then you put bigger things in them. But once a rimon will go through, right, then there's no what's it called. You know, no, they throw the kli away. Rashi, te'ena mashiuruba kigrogris l'tzor Shabbos shiru b'chol ha'ochlim. Most foods on Shabbos, the shear is a grogris. Until you carry a grogris, you're not chayav achatas. Kol kli balibatim shiurim b'nikveihem. If they have holes in them, when do they become tahar? Kerimon. The ad shenikov kemotzi rimon shem kli olav u'makabel tuma. Until it has a hole in it that's the size of a rimon, and Tosus brings down, we don't measure it just with one rimon. You measure it with three rimonim together, but all three don't have to go through the hole, right? But when three grow together, then they don't grow too big, and they don't grow too small. And you're mishayer by one of those three going through. Lefisha balabayis chosal kalev. A balabayis doesn't throw away his kalev so fast. Shumotzi zesim hu mishamish bo rimonim. And if it has holes in it that are the size of zesim, so he uses it for rimonim. But once it has holes the size of rimonim, he throws it away. Av a kli uman, sheomed li moker, but a kli uman that's made for sale, right? Then you throw it away even if it has a small hole in it. Tor b'nekev kolshu, and Tosa says that the same thing goes. What's it called? This is only by wooden kalim. Klicheres, the shear is what's it called? It's not worth anything. Klicheres, not worth a lot, and therefore, if even has a hole of the kezias, you don't just keep it around; you throw it away. Okay. Right. 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 It's a drush. It's a drush of derisa. It's like other drushes of derisa. Eretz zay shemen. Right. What's the zay shemen? Eretz shekol shiurek zaysim. All the shiurim are Zaysim. Versus Kol Shireh Sokadaita Chayikahani, we just said there are other Shireh besides Zayis. Ela Edamrinan, Ela Ema Sherov Shireh Kazaysim. Most Shurim, Lagabe Achila, whatever, are Kazayas. Mit Achilas Mitzvah, Achilas Isser, most of the Shurim are Kazayas. Dvash, Dvash means not bee honey, but the, what's it called, Mesikus that comes from a pre, which specifically means, what's it called, a date honey. Kikosevis Hagasim Yom Kippur. Thick date, that's the Shear of Achila Yom Kippur. So Mar says, Alma Doraisa Ninu. Right, Lamaisa, the Shiurim Adoraisa. The Rosh says, the Tisper, a Shiurim Niksivi. Right, Lamaisa, that doesn't say in the Pasuk what the Shiurim are. Right, Ella Hilchasoninu, cross Machta Bialma. Enochanami, this is not that we learn from these Psukim. Because if you learn from the Psukim, then it wouldn't be Halacha Rosh Sinai. But really, we learn from Halacha Rosh Sinai. And the Rabbanan just used this Pasuk as an Asmachta. It's only the Rabbanan Asmachta. It's not the Raisa Drasha. Okay. Rashi. Rov Shiurea Kazesim. Meis, in the Vela, the Isrchela, the Dom, Upigu, the Nosa, the Tommy, the Gida Nosha. And even though Dom is a liquid, but the Torah used the Lashon Achila by Dom, Achila is Kazayas. Dvash, Komine Mesika Kriyan Dvash. All sweet things are called Dvash. Not only bee honey. But tamar mina mesikain. And the tamar is there's honey that comes from the date honey. Koseves tamara. Koseves is a date. Liyom HaKippurim, deloksi beachila. By Yom Kippur, it doesn't say achila, that the Isra would be kazayas. Don't eat. It says inui. Asher lo sauna. Midi de meyasev daiti umafkele mi inui. So it has to be something that takes you out of the inui until you'll eat the size of a ta'ena doesn't take you out of the inui. Versus miksive, klum ksive Torah, etzem kisa'oru, bayis ha'menuga b'chitin v'kegulam. Torah doesn't go into detail, right? You can't learn these things directly from this pasuk that because it says chita, that's the shear of Achilles Pras. It's only a remes. It's not we learn it from this pasuk. It's once we know that that's the shear from Halacha Rosh Sinai, this pasuk helps me remember it. That's one way of learning Asmachta. Okay. Chatzitzen deraisaninu. Chatzitza is psukim, dechsiv, verachat es besaro b'mayim, shelo ye dover chotzeis beinol v'inamayim. Right? It says you have to wash your flesh with water, meaning go into the mikveh, that nothing should separate between you and the water. So it's a pasuk. Here, Taka, we learn chatzitza, that's ma'akev from the pasuk. Where it says, ki asai hilchasa l'sa'aram. No, enochanami. The fact that the chatzitza applies to your flesh, that's a pasuk. But how do I know it applies to your hair? If you have something being chotzis between your hair and the water. Right? Ki the rabba barbarachana, the omar rabba, for that, you need halacha Rosh Sinai. Like rabba barbarachana said, ne ma'achas k'shura chotzeses, shalosh enon chotzitzos. If you have one hair tied, it's chotzeitz, because the water can't get to the hair. But three of them tied together, right, there it's not chotzeitz, because you can't really make a tight knot and the water can get in between. Shtayim eini yodea. And two, I'm not sure. Could be the water can get in, could be it can't. Rashi. Hachi garsinan, besoro bamayim shloya dover chotzeitz. Neima achas kshura, umakbid olav chotzetzes. There's another tanai. It has to be that you're makbid, that, what's it called, that you don't want it tied. But if you don't care if it's tied or not, then min hatorah, it's not a chatzitza. The mehedik shaper v'lo ayla b'maya, because then it's tied, the water can't get in. V'yamrin l'kamon, gazrin al miyuto ha-makbid. Even though the halacha is min hatorah, only rov and makbid, you need both tanoim to be a chatzitza. Has to be most of your body, and that you're makbid on it, right? But the rabbanim where goes are on miut she'ein hamakbid. If you're makbid, even if it's not rov, and there were goes are on rov, even if you're not makbid, because it's missing only one tonight. But miut she'eino makbid, they weren't goes are on miut she'eino makbid is not chotzit. Shalosh she'eino chotzit sosu fishasar kosha v'lo mahadik shaper v'ali be'maya. Since three hairs together are tougher, you can't make a real tight knot which prevents the water from coming in. Gemara says, Sa'aro nami doraisaninu. The chatzitza by hair is also min haTorah, from a pasuk, not a locha. The seed, the rochas es b'soro b'mayim, es hatofel b'soro. That not only is your flesh have a din of chatzitza, but even the things that are secondary to your flesh, which is the hair. U'mayninu sa'aro. So you see that that's also we learn from a pasuk. So it's not a locha mishmi sinai. Where it says ki asai hilchasok l'kad Rabbi Yitzchak. The halacha of Moshe Mitzrayim tells me the halacha of Rabbi Yitzchak. Dom Rabbi Yitzchak, Dvar Torah, Ruba u'matbir olav chotzeit, v'she'ein o'matbir olav eino chotzeit. Right? From the Torah, you need two tnoyim to be a chatzitza. It has to cover rove of your body, and you have to be matbir on it. Right? That even without this tefillah, you would be matbir not to want that thing there. So since you're makbid, it doesn't become bottled to your body. And since it's rove, it's called a chatzitza. But if it would be only a miut of your body, even if you would be makbid, it says that then the water, lamaisa, comes on your body, and this is only a miut, it's not makbid. Or if it's rove of your body, but you're not makbid on it. Since you're not makbid, it's bottled to your body. So in either case, from the Torah, it wouldn't be a chatzitza. The gazu al rubo sheno makbid mishum rubo hamakbid. The al miut hamakbid mishum rubo hamakbid. Right? They were gozer on rove where you're not makbid, because you're missing one tanai. Right? Atu rove where you are makbid. And they were gozer on miut where you are makbid, atu rove, atu miut, atu rove that you would be makbid, because here's only one tanai missing. It's only miut, but if you'd be makbid by rove, it'll be a chatzitza. And that's why the ligs are nomi al miut or sheino makbid. Let them be gozer on miut sheino makbid mishum miut or makbid. Let them be gozer on miut sheino makbid, because then maybe miut ha makbid, and miut ha makbid is because of rove ha makbid. E nomi mishum rubo sheino makbid. Where it says, no, he goof exera. Those two, rove sheino makbid, or miut ha makbid, is only the rabbanan. Right? You're not going to make exera for nisa the rabbanan. He goof exera. Vanan nekum exera l'exera. Right, Rashi, Dvar Torah Halach L'Moshe Sinai. Rubo Rov Saaro Mituna Petit O Kosher Achas Achas Umakbir Olav Chotzeit. Rashi says this halach of Rov is only going by hair, and there are those Rishonim who learn in Rashi that by your body you don't need Rov. Even Miut Hamakbid is Chotzeit Min HaTorah. That's one way of learning Rashi. There's such a shita. Others learn in Rashi differently. There's another machlokas here, and that is rove of your body. How you mishaya rove of your body? Do you include the hair or not? Or is the hair a separate entity? So if you have rove of your hair, but it's not rove of your body, and it's makbid, is that chotzitz min haTorah by the hair or not? So Rashi's telling me that rove of your hair you judge separately, like the Gaonim. Not like the Rambam, who says that you look at the hair and the body as one entity, and you judge the rove of rove, hair, and body together. But the Gaonim hold that hair is a separate thing and body is a separate thing. And if you have rove of your hair, even though it's not rove of your body, and you're makbid, it's chotzis min haTorah. So Rashi says over your hair to tell me that rove of the hair is judged by itself. Right? Eino makbid olav havei lekigufei. If you're not makbid, it's bottled to your body. Hoel ve'ein sofa litli. You're not going to take it off. So it's bottled. Ubottle legabei velo chayitz. The gozu arubo sheino makbid hoel ve'havei rove. Udomi b'miktsa sechatzitza doraisa. It has one of the tnoim of a chatzitza doraisa, rove. The almiut hamakbid hoel v'domi le'bakpada. It also has one tnoi, the kpeda. In order to be tamim chotzitz min haTorah, you need two tnoim, rove and makbid. But if you have either one of them, the rabbanan asur it. But if you have neither of them, it's miut and it's eino makbid, then they weren't gozer. Gzeira lav halach l'moshe v'sinayhu el gzeira with the rabbanan. Right? The what's it called? The halacha of miut hamakbid and rove sheino makbid is not a doraisa. It's only what's it called a gzera derabbanan. The rubo hamakbid lechudehu davi halacha l'moshe misinai. Only rove hamakbid is halacha l'moshe misinai, and therefore you don't make gzeras for something that's only derabbanan. The svarim say that's only rove, but kulo afilu not makbid. If your whole body is encased in something, even if you're not makbid on it, then it's not called bichlal that the water came to your body. If part of your body the water can come to, and we're donning, if that called as if it came to your whole body, then it makes a difference if you're makbid, if it's rov or whatever. But if something prevents any water coming to any part of your body, then you didn't go into the mikveh. So even, what's it called, rov that's not makbid. So they ask, if that's the case, then why don't we make a gzeira of rubo, of what's it called, of miyut she'eno makbid, atu kulo she'eno makbid. Also, it's missing only one tanai. The what's it called, the, either it's miyut or it's kol. But you don't have to be makbid. They said, no, it's easy to make a difference between rov and kol. With something, the whole thing, you're not going to mix up miyut with your entire body. You may mix up miyut with rov, but you're not going to mix up miyut with kol.